Special Counsel Robert Mueller has agreed to testify in Congress over his report on Russian meddling in the 2016 American presidential election. He goes to Capitol Hill in mid-July. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has a report.
After his Russia report was released, Mueller said that was all he could say.
The report is my testimony. I would not provide information beyond that which is already public in any appearance before Congress.
But Mueller will be appearing before two committees. Once the report was released, President Trump said many times,
no collusion, no obstruction.
Robert Mueller said,
if we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
Gerald Nadler is chair of the House Judiciary Committee.
The special counsel made clear that he did not exonerate the president, and the responsibility now falls to Congress to hold the president accountable for his actions.
President Trump has called the investigations in Congress presidential harassment. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Top U.S. and Iranian officials are continuing their rhetorical warfare while insisting they want to avoid armed conflict. U.S. President Donald Trump says, quote, whatever they want to do, I'm ready. The president has warned that an attack by Tehran on anything American would be met with great and overwhelming force, adding that in some instances, overwhelming will mean obliteration. Mr. Trump also dismisses as very ignorant and insulting Iran's statement that there is no longer the possibility of talks with the United States. All of this after the president stiffened economic sanctions against Tehran, even targeting the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said in a televised address the White House actions were mentally retarded and that his country would respond decisively to any aggression against it. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. This is VOA News. Two American soldiers have been killed in a Taliban ambush in Afghanistan, bringing to 9 the number of U.S. fatalities there this year. The killings come a day after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo held day-long talks with Afghan leaders on efforts to reach an agreement with the Taliban aimed at ending the nearly 18-year-old war. U.S. and Taliban negotiators are set for another round of talks in Qatar on Saturday. Pompeo in Kabul talked about the latest U.S. deaths.
My condolences certainly go out to them. I'm praying for them, for their families, and for all the soldiers that were around them.
More than 16 months before the next U.S. presidential election, 10 Democratic candidates for their party's nomination are set to debate tonight for 2 hours in Miami, Florida. It'll be the first of two consecutive nights, giving 20 presidential hopefuls the chance to shine for a TV audience of millions. Another group of 10 candidates will be on stage on Thursday night. Top-tier entrant Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts will be among tonight's participants. Democratic pollster Brad Bannon says she has a genuine opportunity.
She's the only one of the so-called major candidates that's going to be on the night one panel. And so she has a chance to dominate. If she plays her cards well, it should work for her because she'll be the center of attention.
Thursday night, former Vice President Joe Biden, the leading Democratic candidate in national surveys, joins other top-tier entries, including Senators Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Kamala Harris of California, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg of the Midwestern city of South Bend, Indiana. Guatemala is seen by the United Nations Human Rights Office as a place of danger for those pressing for basic rights. A UN report covers the period from January 2017 to April of this year. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office has recorded an alarming 884 attacks against human rights defenders, including 39 killings during the two-year reporting period. It says human rights defenders are subject to physical attacks, threats, intimidation, surveillance, stigmatization, and gender-based violence. The report accuses the government of misusing criminal law to silence those defending people's rights to lands, territories, and natural resources. The report recommends the government strengthen measures to prevent, protect, investigate, and prosecute crimes committed against human rights defenders. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Palestinians are protesting an economic initiative being launched by the White House to generate $50 billion in investments in the Palestinian territories and neighboring Arab states. Gene Randall, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, dance, all the hits and more on VOA 1.